Live
from Universal Studios Hollywood in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
ToadHopNetwork.com.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
Oh, all right.
Yes.
It's my favorite time of the week. It's Punch Drunk Sports here on the Toad Hop Network. Frank's show was awesome. He had a really great last call. Some guy from Arizona who's been a big fan called in and was asking for a little life advice. And I couldn't agree more with what the guy said. The guy's 30, married with kids, wondering, he's been married since he was 18. And wondering if he should get out of his relationship. And they gave some great advice, and I agree with it. And he's I believe he said he's from Arizona, so that's a different 30. That's a hard life 30.
Well, it's the sun.
It's the sun. He's got some kids, and that ages you even more. If you can't nap, it gets bad fast.
Yeah, I know. But when I lived in New York, I'd run into people that were like 50, and they were 25.
You get that out of here, too.
Well, those are called Puerto Ricans.
No, they're vampires out there. People age in the West is my point.
It's the kids. It's if you got lazy kids. We have a great show. A lot of you guys are like, where's Ari? Don't worry. Ari's going to call in. We're going to have him call in. He's on the East Coast, I think. He's in Washington, he said?
He is
Washington, D.C. or state?
He's in Baltimore, I believe.
Baltimore?
No, he's in Maryland. He's not in Baltimore.
Maryland.
He's in Maryland.
That's where he got the hate mail.
Yeah. So,
also, I am almost guaranteeing that he does not call in.
Okay.
Did he say that he would?
Are we going bag of bets on this?
He gave me a maybe text. Do you have any inside info as to...
He said he wanted to call in.
Did you get the only text I got that said...
No, I just got what's the number, bitches.
Talk for 45 minutes? Oh, yeah. He just asked you for the number. Okay.
So in his place is a very good friend of ours. He's been on the Monsters of Comedy Tour. He called in last week and he says he wants to be on the show, so we decided to bring him in. I think he's one of my favorite people on the planet. Good friend of mine.
Don't go that far.
Mr. Chris Neff, everybody.
Hey.
We don't have Ken Clapper.
No. Not really, dude.
No. Next week?
No.
No.
That's not in the budget, brother.
Never, ever going to
happen. This is more like the Resistance from the Terminator movies. We're in bunkers. We don't let anyone know where we are because we are all wanted by the law.
I like it.
Now, I had been thinking about it when we talked about having Neff on this week. As to, like, who is, like, if I could describe Chris Neff to people out there. You know, in their circle of friends, everybody has those people that are very similar. What Chris Neff is, other than a comic, I mean, that's how we all know each other.
Appreciate that.
But in our circle of friends, Chris Neff is that guy when it comes to sports that's always like, what's going on? He's freaking out. What's going on with the Bucks-Wizards game right now?
Well, that's because I got action on it.
Right.
They're hanging in a 17 parlay.
That's what I'm getting to, is that Chris Neff is the guy that's always like freaking out. And if you're with him when he hits and wins, it's drinks and steaks for everybody. But if you're with him when he's 17-team parlay that dips into like women's rugby and bets on anything, he's the guy that's like, I owe somebody $800 that could
I never owe anybody.
Hurt me.
All right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. We got a call in. It's a guy who's a big fan of ours. He's it's Red. He's always giving us new bag of bets. Red, hey, Red, how are you, bud?
Hey, doing good, guys. How y'all doing today?
Thanks for calling in. I think you're a super fan number one. You've called in 2 weeks straight, and we love it. What's the story?
About the bag of bets?
Yeah, what is it? What are you thinking?
Oh, my favorite one I had was that somebody had to watch Steel Magnolias and write a 1,000-word essay about it.
Sam and I like to watch a gay porn and write a book report about it.
I want to shoot that as a short and put it on where we have to, and you have to watch it in really tight underwear so we can see if you're actually enjoying what you're watching.
I have to admit, I do go into tear mode when old what's-her-name can't handle the OJ in the hair salon.
You knew nobody's name in that moment that you really loved.
Julia Roberts' character. What's her name, Red? You know her name.
I have no idea.
Shelby. Does he sound like he knows any characters from Steel Magnolias?
I'm talking about when Shelby goes into shock. And they don't know it's cancer yet, and they just think she's hypoglycemic.
Has Old Yeller died yet in that movie?
No, it's very early on. It's like 10 minutes in.
Hey, Red.
Yo.
What's up, buddy, Teeb? Hey, you called in last week. You were wondering about Manning, whether he was going to stay or whether he was going to go. He left the other day. How do you feel about it?
Oh, I feel good. I pretty much knew he was going to leave.
Yeah, right. It's a no-brainer.
I reported a few times. I knew he was going, but I think the Dolphins screwed up by getting rid of Brandon Marshall today.
The Dolphins screwed up because they let Denver get to him first.
They got rid of Brandon Marshall?
Yeah,
they gave up 2 third-round picks to the Bears. Brandon Marshall's a Bear now.
Yeah, the Bears
were... Wow, breaking news, Red.
The
Bears were talking about getting...
No, it already went through.
Vincent Jackson. They were in the Vincent Jackson sweepstakes, and then they went and made a move for...
I don't see why you would give that guy up. It makes no sense at all. He was productive. You're bringing in an actual quarterback. Why now? If I'm paying Manning, I'm not going there. So
they were saying that Manning didn't want to go there because of Brandon Marshall.
Right? What?
Because
he's a head case. Manning's too classy
to
throw the ball to him.
Clamoring for balls.
A really big receiver would have been nice to have. We've had Reggie Wayne, but Marvin Harrison was a small receiver.
So Red, who goes to Miami if Peyton doesn't go there? Is it Matt Flynn's job?
I'd say Schwab, to be honest with you, but I don't really know that much about the Dolphins to be commenting on them.
Who? Schaub?
Matt Schaub.
What, did he get released from?
No.
Why?
In contract negotiations.
Oh. So Houston is probably using Peyton Manning as a bargaining chip. Like, what numbers, what kind of contract are you looking for, Matt Schaub? We got one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time looking to get on this.
Yeah, but you're talking about two quarterbacks with two injuries.
Yeah, well, plus they got rid of Mario Williams. Well, they haven't really got rid of him yet, but he's been going to the Bills, talking to them.
I would love for him to go to the Raiders. No one's even talking about it, but I would give anything for him to be a Raider.
He would fit in nicely there, for the record.
Yeah, why? Because he gets hurt all the time?
No, because he's got that mentality. He's a beast.
I would love it. We need that kind of wrecking ball, that pass rush that the Raiders definitely need. Red, man, you're part of the family. You're calling in all the time. You're helping with Bag of Bets. If we ever get a T-shirt and together, you're definitely getting one signed and sent out.
Thank you.
Red, who's your upset special today?
Oh, yeah, real quick, before we haven't gotten into
I haven't any... put my 5-12 seed bets in, and I'm looking to lay 100 on a 12 seed. Who do you like?
Oh, man, I'd have to look at the brackets to see who's playing.
Okay, well, I got them right here, so I'm going to tell you, all right?
All right.
New Mexico's a 5 in the West against Long Beach State. They're a 12. And Wichita State is a 5 versus VCU in the South.
I think I picked VCU.
I do like VCU in that one.
You're missing the point. They're a 12 seed. I want your 5 pick. Let me get them all through.
No, you didn't state that. You said who are you going to bet in the 5-12? So he picked a 12 out of the 5-12.
He's got two more.
Please don't question our fans.
He's got two more. I like this one right here. Vandy is a 5 in the East. Harvard is a 12. I think Harvard's the pick.
I'm taking Vandy in that one.
I'm taking Harvard.
Been on a roll lately.
Okay, so you want to lose money? Is that what you're asking us? Is this a tax write-off?
You know what happens every year in the first round? It's happened, what, once a 5 hasn't beat a 12 in the last 15 years? Okay, and then you have Temple as a 5 against Cal State or the Florida winner. I don't even know who won the game, the playing game.
On right now.
And that's in the Midwest Regional. So you got to give me one upset.
I'll tell you what an upset is. I think it's not a 5-12, but it is an upset, and that's Connecticut's going to lose. Iowa State. I think
Syracuse going down early.
It's an 8-9, but
I like Syracuse to take.
Well, you know, Fab Mello isn't playing.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's out. He's their center, and they lost. Like, I think they lost him for 2 games, and they lost one of those. So he could definitely be out. That's a different team.
It is a very different team.
They clogged up that zone in the middle.
They're still a 31-2 team, though.
But they play 2 games without him, and he lost one of them.
I understand how it works.
I can't believe,
by Notre Dame.
Yeah, by Notre Dame,
Notre
bro.
Notre Dame's not bad.
No, Notre Dame's not good. Easy, Indiana.
I'm just saying.
Stop yelling out that Midwestern pride without a little thought behind it.
But, I mean, it's not like losing to some,
somebody's been watching Hoosiers too much.
Vermont or Lamar or somebody like that.
Yelling out the quality. Well, Red, man, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to get into some stuff. If you hear something down the road, within two hours, call in again.
Anything to mail you or send you, we will send you everything.
You bet, Red. Good luck.
What's up?
I appreciate taking my call.
Anytime, bud. Call in next week. You're our only friend.
Later, guys.
Bye, bud. Yeah, man. So you want to get in the tournament? I was going to go UFC first, but I'm fine with getting into the tourney.
By the way, can we once we get our picks in, can we put our money in and then give half of it to a charity? Do you want to do that?
If the charity's me.
Okay, that's true. I did have to buy you a pack of cigarettes on the way.
I need more than any cat shelter you could fathom. So anyways, before we took the call, that's what I was saying. Chris is the guy that's always gambling on anything. It doesn't matter what it is.
But that's why I like him.
Yeah, I know. I'm just letting people know that this is that guy in your circle. And every circle has that guy in it.
Right.
Hey, Jamie, I see Jamie's calling in. If you're hearing right now, call in after our break, because we got Joe Bartnick's going to call in and talk a little NHL for everybody. We got a hockey guy on here. I've been listening to your tweets. You guys want some hockey? We're not really that strong at the hockey, so we decided to bring it in. So call in about an hour, James, if you could, or Jamie. I'd appreciate it. But really quick, we got something very special on the line. I wish I would have done the bag of bets. But here he is. As soon as he goes green and I can call him in, it's Ari Shaffir, or as we like to call him, friend of show. Ari, are you there?
I'm here. That's not something you ever called me before.
Yeah, we call you friend of show now.
Hey, Ari, how are you?
I'm good.
Ari, where are you?
I'm in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm looking for the last real Bulls fan.
Are there any out there?
There's some, but they're hard to find, man. They're hard to find. It's
what kind of standees are you looking for?
Bullets fan?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, maybe because they're not called the Bullets anymore. They're
bad
the Wizards.
Move.
Well,
bad move bringing back those jerseys.
Win a playoff series, then I can change the name.
Ari, do you like the retro jerseys? Because it seems like there's more retro jerseys than regular jerseys. And they're bad.
Well, they keep trying to come up with new styles in jerseys in general, football, basketball, all this stuff, and then they realize, athletes have no sense of fashion.
Yeah, but they've worn those Bullets jerseys more this year than they have their Wizards jerseys, if I believe them,
Bullets were great. The Wizards suck.
The Bullets were not good.
Would you recommend...
I like the name the Bullets, though.
And keep in mind, they changed their name to the Wizards because of the word bullet and
right,
the children.
Right,
and
the children.
The capital of the world.
Which is so stupid.
And crack capital, if I remember correctly.
Everywhere's a crack capital.
Len Bias and his brother both died by gunshots here in D.C.
Really? Yeah. I didn't know that Len Bias' brothers died by gunshots.
Watch the 30 for 30.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. Len Bias died by crack.
Yeah.
His brother died by either a drive-by.
His brother got hit by a drive-by, I think.
I know it was a black killing. I don't know if it was crack or gun.
There is a lot of debate as to how he actually died, if it was actually like a cocaine overdose or if he just had a seizure. What's your take on that?
Well, it's kind of like Elvis. Like, there's always going to be debate about it.
I heard he's not even dead.
Overdose. It was very clear. There was no debate.
What, it was an overdose?
Yeah.
I hear Len Bias and Tupac are in the studio right now about to drop some new... A new album out. We're going to blow it up. Ari, so are you ever going to be on the show again, or what's the story?
I am. Well, the problem is we scheduled a show, but I already had these bookings done.
So wow. You work too much. Good excuse.
I work.
What are you doing? So what are you doing, a week out there? Are you doing a D.C. improv, or where are you?
No, I'm going to do this place in Eastern Maryland, but then I'm going to South by Southwest.
Did you already play the gig where the woman was threatening to picket your show because of your abortion material?
Yeah, that's already done.
Did she show up?
She did not. Nothing. Fuck. None of that happened.
You should have sent those abortion people.
You should have sent out like 30 fake emails from like just random evangelicals saying, "I'm going to be here with a sign," and send them to her to get her to show up. That would have been funny.
I've never been picketed, and I've never, although I'd like to be, and I've never, got that girl's email address.
I would love to be called Corrupter of the Youth. I think that'd be a great thing as an artist. Like, you corrupt the youth. Can you corrupt the youth anymore? That's the question.
Ari, are you on record saying she aborted her plans to picket your...
That girl, by the way, definitely had an abortion at some point in her life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's the classic...
About abortion.
They're all the rage.
Yeah. That's the classic gay basher projecting.
That's
on
how you
own
get
insecurity.
Street cred now. Like, you, how many abortions you had. That means you're in it to win it. You ain't afraid to die for this shit.
Well, my theory is to support the women in Virginia who are being forced to get sonograms because the Virginia legislature thinks that women are morons.
You know what? My mother actually was dealing with that in Idaho last week. There's some law where they're going to make you look at the fetus before you get it aborted. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're saying women are so fucking stupid that they don't understand what abortion is.
Right.
We're going to have to show them what abortion is. We're going to have to make them take two appointments, take off work 2 days in a row.
Don't take this the wrong way. I don't think women are stupid. I'm kind of stupid. I don't even know exactly what it means as far as actual abortion.
No, what they're trying to do is to pull on their heartstrings.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's like when they put on a pack of cigarettes, this causes cancer. You're like...
But here's my question. They make you look at the sonogram. I mean, can you like turn away and like close your eye a little bit? Or they're like kind of timing it for 30 seconds. She's looking at it. We know she's visualized it.
They were looking for an inside sonogram, so they go inside you and stuff. So
you know what I would do? If I was a chick, I'd pretend that was a parasite. And they're like, look at the parasite inside you. That's going to destroy your life.
In a lot of ways, that is what it is.
It really is.
Every one of our parents will say that at least one point in time.
Their spirits.
They thought of us as a fucking life-sucking parasite.
Ari, are you doing any new... Go on.
When everybody's like, you gotta have a kid, it'll change your life. I'm like, I see my parents. They look tired.
They look pretty beat up.
Yeah, imagine being a 30-year-old guy in Phoenix with three kids who's been married since he was 18. That was just on the last show. How's he decaying? Hard. Horrible.
You drop one. I did tell a girl recently, I'm like, hey, just so you know, if anything goes wrong here, like, what are your views on child support?
Yeah. Right. Oh, so you don't pull out now?
Yeah, what's going on?
Are you now?
I blast away inside of them every single time, and I hope
it Ari's whole plan is blow loads, get the AIDS test, cross the fingers.
Ari is really addicted to that.
The month after you get an abortion, the vagina gets really wet.
But you've also had you've also already had like
I knew we shouldn't take this call. I knew it.
You've also already had like a laundry list of STDs. So it's not the STDs you're concerned about. It's more the pregnancy, right?
I have not. I had genital warts once. That was it.
Well, you know what? Once they're there, they never leave.
All right, let's bring this back to sports.
What? You guys don't want to talk about Ari's...
abortions?
By the way, I do have an amazing picture of a guy that just got his warts burned off on my phone, if you want to see it.
No, Jason keep Rouse that on your phone, and I don't want to see it.
Ari, do not want to see that.
I'm going to make you see it.
Have you been following the NCAA tournament at all?
Yeah, did you guys follow your brackets or what?
I have not, but I'm about to.
So fucking Armenian and lazy. Come out.
That's just really uncalled for, bro.
Are we going to bet on these brackets between the three of us?
All four of us.
We're going to gamble now?
No. Half of it's going to go to charity.
Charity's my new girl.
She's a stripper at Jumbo's Clown Room.
It's my new kitten. Her name is Charity. I got a new kitten. Half of it's going to charity. But don't write a check.
Yeah, we could gamble on it. What do you guys want
to
do?
I like to put in $100. You know me.
$5,000.
I'm going to go in a dollar.
Hang on. Before we commit to that, Chris Neff, can I please borrow $5,000?
As long as you can cover the juice. It's 10 a week.
I don't like the sound of that. That sounded very sexual.
Did you say cover the juice?
The juice. Just for Ari.
Okay.
Juice. Either which way. That sounded
Ari.
Really too sexual.
Hey, yeah. Ari, I'm going to text you this picture, too. And
okay.
I've seen it, man. I had him once.
No.
Don't need it. Okay. Ari, sports. Yeah. What's your feeling on the tournament?
I'm picking North Carolina to win.
Why?
Because I think they're a solid team. They have Henson back. They would have won the ACC tournament if he was healthy, but he's totally healthy now. I think they've all come together completely. They blew away Duke at the end last year. At the end of the year. I think they're just clicking.
So you think they can beat Kansas in the round of 8 or 16 is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Obviously, the odds are against any single team.
Do you have any more Final Fours, or is that where you're just your overall pick?
No, obviously Kentucky is going to be a tough team to beat.
I like Kentucky just because Ashley Judd's a fan, to be honest.
I just like the unibrow. I think that's the closest we've ever had to a dominant Armenian. Anthony Davis's unibrow.
In terms of non-number one seeds, I think Missouri might go far.
Missouri is good. They're pretty dominant. They're the first time a team from the Power Six conferences didn't get a number one seed when they had at least 30 wins.
I also like a lot of the Big Ten teams, man. I mean, they play – a lot of those guys have 7-8 losses, the Michigans, the Michigan States, Ohio State, IU.
Yeah, good.
But their losses among – that's a tough fucking conference
this
year.
That is a tough conference.
And, you know, you come out of there with 7-8 losses, but they're close losses to Michigan State, to Ohio State, on the road.
Yeah,
those are
really
tough places to play.
They definitely have a really good conference. Yeah, that's a good point.
A lot of those Big Ten teams can really play spoiler.
My sleeper team, and they're not really a sleeper team, but they're not like your traditional power, is Florida State. They went into Duke. They smacked Duke. They beat North Carolina. They beat Duke and North Carolina twice.
They beat Carolina. No, they beat Carolina once. Oh, they beat them twice, actually.
They did.
Yeah, they beat them both. Yeah,
the first time they smacked them so hard, it was the worst loss that North Carolina's ever had.
I actually have.
That first game, they crushed them.
Yeah, it was a crushing. I like them. I mean, there's going to be some kind of Cinderella. I mean, I think UNLV could do some damage.
That's Homer bullshit.
Yeah.
They don't have a chance. I actually have the futures for the tournament right here, and if you're interested.
Sam is a homer for degenerates in general.
Yeah, I do. I think degenerates play better ball.
Ari, I have a list of the futures for the entire tournament. And
futures?
And to win the whole dance. And North Carolina is plus 550 to win.
So you bet on Carolina 100, you get 550 if you win.
100 wins you $550.
What does Florida State have?
Florida State is a plus 3,500.
Oh, where can I bet this?
Right here, right now.
A
I'm your man.
A
whatever you want to do.
Wait. Plus 3,500 for Florida?
Yeah.
Correct.
I'm going to put a hundo on that.
You want me to do this right now?
Yes.
Well,
this is you putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah, I'm putting money where Chris Neff's big teeth mouth is.
Okay. Put $1 million on something for me, and hang on, let me pick it.
No, you got to go with those dogs.
Loyola. I'm going with Loyola. Put $1 million on that.
Murray State plus 10,000. I want one of those picks. Who's your upset special, Ari? Xavier?
I like Florida State, but I just think a lot of times when you win that ACC tournament, it's so like emotional that you have a letdown start the NCAA.
No, I agree with that. But here's what Florida State is. They're nasty. They're all from Florida, which means they got better twitch fiber. They're running faster. They're jumping higher.
I like your veiled racial statement right there out of the box.
How is that a racial statement? I don't understand.
Fast twitch, black Achilles tendons?
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
If I would
people
punch my mom in the face for some twitch fiber, how is that racist? I don't understand that. You jump faster, higher, run faster. How is that racist? That's a fact. Hey, you got a big dick. Black guy's got big dicks. Oh, get him off the air. He's a racist. That makes no sense.
I'm not saying get you off the air. I'm just saying that most
I
people
I want to be known as the Twitch Fiber twitch. Sports Analysis.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fast Twitch Sports Talk.
We want to be the Fast Twitch of Sports Talk. That's who we want to be.
I'm your white host.
So, Ari, do you any other feelings? I want to get into UFC with you, but I don't want to keep you online forever. But
no, it's okay. I got another 45 minutes before I gotta go.
Okay. Hey, can we do two calls at one time?
Ooh, is that possible?
Yeah, this guy wants to talk boxing. Do we want to get into that yet?
Talk about how boring it is compared to.
Okay, real quick, let's go to boxing. Let's see if we can keep Ari on while we go to boxing.
I hope not.
We lost Ari. Trez.
What's going on, man?
What's the word from Austin? How far away is South by Southwest?
Can you see it out your back porch, South by Southwest?
We'd like to take your call and then ask you 11 questions before you answer any of them. What's the weather like, also?
Has South by Southwest gotten too commercial?
Hey, stop. Okay, this guy's important. He's from Austin. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man? I just wanted to see what y'all top boxers were.
What do I think of boxing? I love boxing. I love boxing. We don't have a lot of time. I wanted to get you on because I knew you were on hold for a while. I love boxing. I don't think boxing will always die. They're always like, boxing's done. UFC's better. As long as you have solid guys just throwing down, it's great. I say don't buy Pacquiao's next fight. Don't buy Mayweather's next fight. Do not buy these fights until they fight each other. Real quick before we got to go.
Only fight I'm looking forward to is the two Russian brothers finally facing off and doing it.
I'd like to see that too.
That's the only fight that needs to happen.
I agree with that. Tebow.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Trez, thanks for calling in, man. Call it next time when we're talking more boxing. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for calling in, man.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Late.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Hey, Toad Hop Network, it's Huff and Stapes here. For the first time ever, we'll be live on stage at the John Lovitz Podcast Theater at Universal Studios Friday, March 23rd at 10 p.m.
Scott, I'm not positive I can make it that night because I think Bones is on.
Well, I'll be here live with the lovely Jackie Bray, our blonde news girl. It's your one shot, guys, and you can get her for less than 20 bucks. That didn't sound good.
Not only are you going to be able to get her for 20 bucks, but you'll also get Asterios Coconos and his one-man band, as long as get to play along with us, Death Scene or Money Shot.
March 23rd, John Lovitz Theater, Friday night, 10 p.m. Come check us out. It's the Huff and Stapes Radio Show, live for the first time ever on the Toad Hop Network.
I'm going to do my absolute best to be there.
At the Toad Hop Network, Tuesdays are now Tastier Tuesdays, as we open our doors at 3 p.m. to you,
our beloved viewer,
so you can watch your favorite podcast live on the big screen right below where it's actually happening, and enjoy $3 draft beers until 11 p.m.
Woohoo!
That's right, Tastier Tuesday at the John Lovitz Comedy Theater at Universal City Walk. There's no cover charge, $3 beers, and $3 valet parking after 7 p.m. Tastier Tuesday with $3 beers. Today and every Tuesday at the Toad Hop Network.
Watching the world from inside a broken man, feeling it out on the outside, doing the best you can. On and on it seems the world is just a dream. I find myself awakening from time to time, but the better side of me is trying hard just to see.
Listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching.
Yo!
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was badass. Welcome back, Punch Drunk, Jason Tebow, Sam Tripoli, with our very special guest, the one, the only Chris Neff.
You got to call in. Call in 888-520-4374. And back with us is Ari Shaffir. He was back. Sorry about that, Ari.
It's okay. How was the boxing call?
It was cool. He had a good point. He just wanted to know what we thought about
He had a good point. He goes, what do you think about boxing?
And then
that's
we just...
all he said.
Well, we were short on time. We answered his question.
You love calls. You love calls.
I think
he loves taking calls.
Who doesn't like a good call?
I like a good call.
The funny thing is about him taking the calls is like, as soon as that lights up, you're emotionally checked out of it. Like, you could be in the middle of a sentence.
About boxing? Like, no, we just started talking about the NCAA.
Yeah. It's like he's in the middle of a sentence.
No, I feel bad.
Light goes red.
Dude,
you're
if there's
done.
Like, okay, listen, if there's like 30 people calling in, I'm like, you guys can wait, you know, we'll get on whoever we can. Right now, I'm trying to get people interested in the show. The more people we get on, the more people will call in, and the bigger following we get. That's
disagree.
All there.
Right.
Disagree, in theory. In theory, that works.
In theory.
In practice, all it does is make everything fractured.
Okay, I like that.
Make everything fractured or pressured?
Fractured.
Fractured, okay. And I agree with that statement.
I don't even know what that word means, Sam.
Fractured? Yeah. Oh. Ari,
that is one of my favorite things Tripoli does, is make new words out of words that sound like the words they should be.
I love Ari is the... just because you wear glasses doesn't mean you're smart, Ari. Fractured is not a bad word.
And the
sweaters. That's not the only reason I'm smart, but that's one of the big reasons.
Gotcha there.
No, how did he get that? Get that?
This is
me.
If you went to college, you get it.
Yeah. That might be your favorite thing about Tripoli, but mine for this show is this. When you hear that, you know that it's the Tripoli name mispronunciation.
It is so fun when you fuck that shit up.
I don't mind it.
I love it.
Everybody's got superpower.
Yours is.
I also think this is really interesting when you call Sam Tripoli on the phone, you cannot get.
That's why I think of Ari's fucking talking so much. I just hung up on him.
Hold on. Just in the instance of fair play, say the word sheriff.
Sheriff.
You got it. No T on the end.
Thank
this time.
Thank you.
He adds T to sheriff.
Sheriff.
That's what I think of Ari running his mouth. You're off the air.
Wait, were you not taking his calls? Because last week you had a whole thing about people not taking your calls. You text people to call you. You don't call.
I know. I took his call and then he rambled and then I got rid of him.
I think he was on point and you took it personal.
Okay.
At the expense of our show.
No,
Ari, call back.
No, Ari, don't call back.
You know
enough of your
for sure
mouth.
He is not watching
Ari,
this
call
or
back,
listening to this.
Call back with a list of 5 words that Sam Tripoli commonly mispronounces. That'll be entertaining.
If he calls back with that, I'll be blown away because that means he would actually be watching his own show.
No, he's not.
And there's
he's
no
not.
Way.
He's not.
He's sitting in a...
He is proactive, though. We're going to have our website up soon, so I'm pretty excited about that. And I think, hopefully we'll get a bunch of people calling in. We'll get experts on different stuff. Do you guys want to talk UFC at all?
I do. Just
because I called that fight last week with the guy's name I can never remember. Both the guy that was fighting the big Asian dude that was a 4-1 dog. It was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you mean
the night Frankie Edgar fight?
Yeah, was Shields.
No, but the guy that was 4-1 dog fighting the huge Asian guy. And he just uppercutted him like 4 times.
Oh, Bojack. Bojack.
Yeah. The night Chick fought, who is
Bojack.
A chump.
You think Ari's being nice now? Should we bring on Ari
Let's bring
British
on Ari.
Me.
Let's bring on Ari and see if he actually was listening to the show.
Okay.
Ari, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Brawn over brain every time. Mike means right.
Right, and I will inflict a mean wound if you keep talking shit online.
That's good. I like how you use all one syllable words. In that
okay, sense. Okay. Let's get back to sports.
Okay.
Let's get back to sports. Okay.
FSU, it could be a sleeper. What are you guys talking about right now?
That's
Sam's
UFC.
Pick. That's Sam's pick. 100 to win 3,500. He loves it.
Do you think Syracuse has a chance now that Melo's out? Fab Melo, their starting center, he's a Brazilian. He's not...
They have another Melo?
Yeah.
Yeah, where have you been? To be honest, I could see Kansas State taking him out in the second round. Well, the second round's no longer the second round anymore.
I think psychologically, they're going to be in bad place. I think they'll get through the first round, And then, because no number one seed ever wants to lose, be the first one to ever lose that first round. And it's going to happen eventually.
Syracuse wins. Does Jim Boeheim quit? Go out on top?
I think so. I think he'd want to quit because all the crap he's heard.
Yep.
And then, I don't think he wants to go to the ACC. I think he likes being in the Big East.
I really...
Switching next year?
Yeah, they're going to the ACC.
I really think, though, when you're pressed with all that scandal, if you win the tournament, you go out. You're like, and nobody will remember the whole kid fucking
Absolutely.
Incidents.
You're saying no, Ari?
No, because he wasn't about to leave anyway. Or is he about to? If he was about to leave and super old, I could see
him.
He's talked about wanting to be with his wife, and she wears
she's
the pants in the family.
That's, have you seen her? She's
yeah, close. She's hot. Of course she wears
them. Name one coach that's got a hot wife.
She's hot, dude.
These guys are all 70 years old. Mike Krzyzewski's 94.
Oh, who's
94. That
names
was just
right
for you.
You're full of shit. That's full of shit.
Yeah, mispronounced.
Mispronounced.
Starts with a K, for Christ's sake.
I think he wins a tournament and he's like, see ya, suckers. He's
going to
lose scholarships.
I don't know if you were paying attention last year, but somebody just did it. Not in the NCAA tournament.
Did what?
Who?
Went out on top.
Who?
Who just did it? Somebody just did it.
Retired?
Yeah, on top. Oh, of course, Tony La Russa, won the World Series. He's like, see ya.
Oh, we're talking NCAA tournament.
I understand. This is a sports show. It's not a sport show.
Okay, I like
how
that.
You insulted me and said if you were paying attention and you couldn't remember who it was.
Well, I've been drinking. It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, asshole.
He's had $3 beers here at.
He's had a third of a beer. Give him a break.
Now, is this place still called the John Lovitz, or is it called
John Lovitz Podcast Theater, I believe.
Yes, and they're having $3 beers all night until 11 o'clock.
And Buzz Aldrin is going to make an appearance.
Buzz Aldrin's making an appearance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yep. It's on Hot and Heavy with what's her name? The really hot chick that's on Hot and Heavy. Angie Everhart?
Damn, I had my finger right above the...
You know,
above
Tebow, honestly, that's
ready.
So annoying to sit there and be like, going to ring that when I'm trying to do something, instead of trying to help with the problem, instead of being a dick and fucking ringing that thing.
By the way, is the...
it's annoying, man. I'm trying to do something, and you're just ringing that thing like an annoying fuck.
You haven't said a name wrong enough to ring it. What's that?
I just don't get it.
Dogs did every time Pavlov would ring the bell.
Sam doesn't know who Pavlov.
I'm trying to run a show.
Ari?
This kid's running apps and playing friends, Words with Friends over
not
here.
Time out. Ari, dumb down the philosophical references. Sam does not know who Pavlov is.
That one dude.
Really? Really?
I think he does.
Pavlov's what? Kitten?
You know Pavlov?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
Pavlov's dog?
Yeah, let's go. I know what it is.
Do
I got
you?
A degree in psychology, asshole.
Whoa.
That's where my money was on.
I don't believe you have a degree.
Yeah,
I don't have
a degree. Why would I not have a degree?
I thought you dropped off after two semesters at UNLV and
no,
came out
I got
of
a
your
degree.
Comedy career.
I've done
not
some
only
stuff,
does he have
Neff.
A degree, he has a degree in psychology.
Thank
if
you.
I'm not correct. Am I correct?
You are correct.
Pavlov's dog.
Yeah.
The myth
thank
of Sisyphus.
I don't know when this
hold
became
on,
beat the Sam Pinata, but it's going to come to an end real quick. This isn't what this is about.
I just mispronounced Sisyphus, too.
For someone with a
let's
psychology
give up for
degree.
Let's give it up for Neffs. That's why, and I just hung up on Ari again, just for laughing at that. That's where Ari better shut his pie hole.
I was going to go back to these futures because somebody just brought up a good number in that whole Syracuse round. And or Ari was talking about Syracuse, and I was thinking Kansas State might be the sleeper out of the East Regional. Because
you think they might make a run to the
well, yeah,
final
because
four.
Going back to your point, if they're going to in the third round against Syracuse without Mello, you know, I loved him in the last couple
years. I think
years.
That coach is unhinged.
I love that dude.
I think he's
Frank,
unhinged.
What's his name?
Frank, I don't even know his name, but he's unhinged.
He looks like a drill sergeant, right?
Well, see, coaches in sports are the last real place you're allowed to be an asshole.
Okay.
It really is. It's the last place where, like, he's old school. No, he's an asshole.
Yeah, well, yeah, coaches and drill sergeants.
Kansas State is plus 8,500.
8,500?
Yes.
Wow. I wish I had more $100 to put on that. I just want to put money on all of them.
And I'll say this about that East Regional, and I guess I'm being a dead horse again, though, but don't sleep on Ohio State in there.
Ari just texted me. I thought you knew. You did know what Pavlov was. Yeah, well, you were laughing at me. You were mocking me.
Hey, once again, he's not listening.
Yes, he is.
Talking.
He's in a hotel room in between shows. This is his life. He's got nothing else to do.
Well, I'm happy for Ari because, you know, he's been working really
hard.
He's been
working a lot.
And, you know, he's booking a lot of stuff, but he couldn't get the stand-up side going. He was always going out with Rogan, but right. He's got his own thing. And I guess he's putting up great numbers on the road. And if you're in Maryland, you should go check him out. I'm really excited for him, and I'm glad he's doing well. And you know what? Going on the Monsters of Comedy tour, I really thought I was going to kill him within like 3 days.
First day.
Nicest guy you could ever work with. Me and him were like the grown-ups, and we'd always share rooms. And then the shit factory, that was your hotel room.
Jason Rouse, Mr. Shit Pants, and we'll see, Mr. Can I Get a Free Continental Breakfast? And then, of course, Fun Boy.
Let's go to the lines, because I want to get in the UFC real quick. He's been online for like 9 minutes. Let's give it up for Pros. Oh, I hung up on him!
He'll call back.
Dude, tell that guy I am so sorry. I hit the wrong button.
He's got it.
I hit the wrong button. That's horrible.
We have caller ID. We can track him down.
I bet he'll call back.
Please call back, dude.
Call back. We were just finally getting to you.
I felt so bad. Okay, now we can. Here he is. He's probably calling right back in.
Or there could be Ari.
I'll take Ari's call. I just can't take the disrespect. I'm not going to work on this thing and be a pinata.
Yeah, noticing a pattern with that.
Okay, here we go. Yo! Pros?
Hey.
Sorry about that, man. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry, man. UFC, what do you want to talk about?
No worries. I think the guy in the hat, he was talking about Tim Bosch was the guy.
That's my boy. He was 4-1, and I threw a hundo on him. And when he started coming up with those uppercuts, granted, I was chasing my bets. I would never make that bet. I was already down six.
I want to talk about the Rashad Evans John Jones fight.
Okay,
I think it's gonna be another highlight reel knockout for John Jones.
You don't think Evans has any chance?
No clue. That reach is ridiculous.
How many inches does he have on him?
84.
Yeah, he's probably. Does Evans have a long reach? I have him pictured as a guy
with
a long reach.
No, Evan doesn't have an old reach. Evans, a really great fighter, but I think he's just been in the game so long, and John Jones is just fast. He's fast
and loving Christ at the same time.
John Jones loves Christ.
Where have you been?
Yeah, but you know John Jones loves Christ and crushing ass. It's amazing how you can love Jesus and tap ass at the same time.
Jesus wants you to get laid.
I was trying to find the numbers on it, but I don't even have a number on that fight yet. It'll be interesting to see what it comes out at. I bet he's 2-1.
That's going
to
be a
Pros, let me ask you something. How's Canada?
Canada's fucking awesome.
I'm going to be in Edmonton at the end of April. Anywhere near you?
The shittiest town in Canada.
No, that's like a state away, I guess.
You mean a province?
Yeah, but you guys are American, so.
Oh, that's true. Let me ask you something, Pros. If you walked in on John Jones just going balls deep on your girl, would you be upset? Would you be excited? What would you do? Because you want to fight him, but you know he'll whoop your ass. But maybe
a little bit of both.
You want to fight him, but you want to. Do you let him finish and then fight him?
I would just kind of like hit him and then run away and then let him finish.
Yeah, I don't know if you have much say so and shit.
Like, do you smack his ass and then run off?
Set the line on that fight. What is it?
Okay. On the John Jones?
Jones Evans.
Evans? I mean, I think it's going to be a
3-1.
I'd say plus 230 tops or minus 230 tops.
So you're going to have to bet $230 to win $100?
Correct. Now you understand gambling.
Yes. I would still take that.
I know, but don't you think that's a reasonable expectation of what it's going
to
open at?
No, I think it's going to be more.
3-1.
Yep.
Caller?
Yep.
All right.
I think 3-1.
Did you, did you guys get to watch The Ultimate Fighter live?
I had to watch it online on some fucked up site. I couldn't watch it on TV.
They're showing those live now, right?
Yeah. So you saw the fights?
Yeah, I did.
What did you think of the fights? I didn't like the one round. I thought, this is such a hard job as it is. Now you're only giving them 5 minutes to showcase themselves. But then I was watching the fights, and Tebow was watching, and it was exciting.
Yeah,
it was exciting.
Looked really good.
The only thing I hated about the one round thing is you get on top of somebody. You get good control of them, and you're just sitting on them. And there's not a lot of action. You know, you're going to win the round for the takedown. You're going to win the round for ring control or octagon control. But How many times have we seen that happen where it goes to the second round and the guy that had, you know, octagon control and was just sitting on top of the guy round one gets his ass kicked?
I think that
was a big
problem.
People started using that as a strategy.
Yeah.
As those fights went on, because there was like 14, how many fights
16.
Were there? 16 fights. Later on, a couple of those guys started being like, oh shit, if I can get two takedowns and just
keep this guy
on the cage and stay on top of him, just sit in his guard, and you know, try to ground and pound a little bit and stay active, I can win this round without putting myself in harm's way in any way, shape, or form.
So do you think that because they
I'd almost like to see, just sorry, let me finish that real quick. I'd almost like to see, for the sake of time, why don't you do 3 3-minute rounds versus 1 5-minute round, so you get a little bit more of a mix-up of something like that. So it forces you to break it up a little bit more. I don't know.
All right, man. Pros, I appreciate you calling in. Call in anytime. I love Canada. You know,
I have one prediction, though.
Okay.
One prediction.
Right.
All right.
For the Ultimate Fighter,
yeah.
There's a Hickson Gracie black belt on there, and
yep.
He's going to win the whole show. I'm
you mean the
right
guy's
now.
Like 35, but he's like really
yeah.
badass? Okay, he did
he's
good against Eddie
everyone.
Bravo's guy.
By the way, what about Tate Rousey?
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in, pros.
All right, see ya.
Bye, bud. Let's see if we got a friend of show. Should we take Ari again or friend of show?
Friend of show, then Ari. Make the Jew wait.
Okay, so he wants
yeah,
to
yeah, let's make all. Let's see how long Ari can wait.
Who's just calling in?
I don't know if you hit it.
Oh, hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. Welcome to the show.
Jamie, friend of
Jamie
show.
Jamie from Canada.
Where in Canada, Jamie?
Ottawa, Canada.
Nice.
Right on, buddy.
So, Jamie, what's going on here? You want to talk? You can't talk UFC and hockey. We're not going to talk hockey right now because after our next break, we got Joe Bartnick calling in. He's going to be talking hockey. So, if you want to call back.
No, I got you some UFC stuff.
Okay, what do you want to talk?
Is it inside dope?
I was watching The Ultimate Fighter and with the one round. I think like it was so exciting that in like regular UFC matches, they should like not have like a three-round format. Like they should make it like finishes only and not have fight of the night have like cash bonuses on if you knock it out, because some of the times you see fights and they're just really really boring.
Okay, that's interesting. That so you want to get rid of most of the rules and you just want to go back you want to go back to old school UFC, like
middle
UFC 1, where it's like it's a, like a 20
fight
minute round
death.
And there's no rules and you just
no it's just I feel like they know there's a gate out, like they know like at the end of 5 rounds I can just, you know, wrestle them for 5 rounds and get a win. And if you knew it was infinite rounds, like you wouldn't want to be in a cage for someone for like 12 rounds. You're going to want to finish it as soon as possible.
Right. Now, Jamie, do you fight at all? Have you been in a fight? When was the last time you actually got in a fight?
I actually got into a fight
this morning
at my aunt's wedding last weekend.
Okay, what happened? What happened?
Couple too many Labatts.
Wedding.
Was somebody hitting on your hot cousin and you got kind of pissed because you had first?
I mean, I hope it's an interesting story, but like I was just came across.
We'll punch it up if it's not.
Yeah,
I just came across my mom's boyfriend who was drunk, and this guy that I know who was drunk, and they were arguing about who could fight each other because they were both stupid and drunk.
Oh, so this is like redneck Canada.
It was a pretty trashy party.
Yeah, there's some rednecks.
Notice how
in
he
Canadian.
Refers to the wedding as a party.
Yeah, okay, that is a good. I have a feeling they were jean shorts.
So they went to Jamaica to have the wedding, so no one went to the wedding, so they just had a reception, actually.
Oh, okay.
How long ago was this?
It was like last weekend.
Are they still married?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
wow.
Really
so I was figuring.
So if they get married in Jamaica, where's the honeymoon? Like Hamilton?
No, I think they had like a marriage / honeymoon in Jamaica.
Gotcha. Okay, go back to your story. We want to hear what happened.
So they're
arguing about who can fight.
They're manning up on each other. It's
yeah.
going to be a lot of like, "Hey, I'll kick your ass." Hey, a lot of that.
Yeah.
And
so I come up across, and I'm not as drunk as them, and I'm like,
I like the way you're already admitting that you're already a little fucked up.
Yeah, you're
Keep
not
going.
As drunk as them. They're shit faced. You're kind of shit faced.
Yeah.
But you're the voice of reason. You're the drunken voice of reason.
I just told the guy who wasn't my mom's boyfriend, and I said, because like when people who are like 30, 40 get drunk, they don't get drunk as much as young people, so it's like they act a fool.
Yeah. It's called a tolerance.
Yeah, so I'm
or
telling
addiction.
my young guy friend.
And how like, young is he?
He's like, I'm like 23, he's like 20.
11.
Okay. So you're telling your like 20-year-old friend?
I'm like, my mom's boyfriend's just drunk. It's a wedding. Like, drop this shit. It's stupid, right?
Right. Be classy.
And Yeah, and he says, get out of my face or I'll make your life a living hell, because he's like got like a Scarplex complex, a Scarface complex or something.
What is a Scarface complex?
Like they watch too many movies when they're kids, so they think like assault isn't a charge that you can get.
Okay. Oh, see, I was talking about this in another podcast about like the first 48, these guys shoot each other and they never seen the movies The Arrest, so they always think they're going to get away.
Right.
The only time they pay for is when the lead comes and inflicts street justice. But there's never the arrest, and that's kind of what you're talking about. These guys, they see these fights in movies,
right.
And yeah. Then they don't think that the cops are going to show
right.
up.
But in their minds, they say, hey, if I'm going to defend my honor, I could go on the stand and say, hey, he called me a cunt, so I had to defend myself.
Right.
Okay. No, like, he's threatening, like, if I don't get out of his face, he knows where I live, and he's going to, like, you know, he thinks, like everything's a movie, you know?
I have that problem sometimes.
Have
too.
You?
If you don't lighten up, you're gonna wake up with a horse head.
Yeah.
Who was that in The Godfather you were trying to do?
It's just my hodgepodge of everyone.
Have you trained at all, Jamie? Have you any disciplines, or are you just like just drunk in kung fu?
Well, he hasn't even told us about
the
fight yet.
Yeah. We haven't.
I want to know if he knows anything.
Okay.
No. I did children's martial arts and stuff like that, and I did wrestling in high school.
As an adult, you did children's martial arts? Because that's awesome if you did.
Yeah. No,
just go in there
a
and
child, I, did, you know, like,
I love whooping kindergartners' asses.
There's a new sheriff in town, kids.
You do Taekwondo and you drop out after two belts.
Of course.
And when you're older, you do karate and you're like, I don't want to do push-ups anymore.
All right, so let's get to the fight. So you guys are squaring up. You and 40-year-old men are squaring up at some Canadian barbecue.
No, Sam. The guy they were fighting, and I say, stop it. He says this stupid line, like, get out of my face or I'll make your life a
I'll ruin
hell.
Your life.
Get out of my face, pilgrim.
Yeah. And then he just hits me. Like, he just, like, sucker punches me, and I was just like, I've been bullied when I was younger, so I didn't fucking hit him back, but I'm a big guy myself, so I just, like, I kind of
does he sound like a big guy?
No.
No.
He sounds like 125.
Yeah, but I mean, he sounds like...
No, I'm like 220.
Really? Wow. Would you have ever guessed that?
Never.
No. In a million years.
Mike Tyson syndrome right there.
He sounds like top elf.
Mm-hmm. Keep going, Jamie.
Sorry.
No, it's all right, buddy. You're a friend
keep
of the show.
Going. Just don't
you
hit me.
You took this punch. Was it a jab? Was it a hook? He hit the back of your head?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know. Like, I was drunk. I just got hit. And so I just grabbed him and I was going to like remove him from the party. You know?
So did you have retard strength there?
Yeah, I actually did. Like, I just took him from one side of the bar to the other side of the bar, like, with no effort.
Was there a slow clap from the audience after you handled the situation?
No, it actually, what happened is I brought him, to the stairs, and, like, we were in a basement, like, a recreational room at a bar. And
was
like,
there a ping pong table?
No. It was really nice. But anyways, I can't, like, drag a man up a stairs. So what happened is we were fighting.
You dragged the fuck out of a woman, though, right, bro?
Yeah.
Who's with me?
Fuck yeah. Like, just pick her up.
Yeah. Okay. That got uncomfortable.
So unsuccessfully pushing him up the stairs, he gets me in, like, a headlock, like a fucking chokehold, and, like, I really can't breathe. So I start tapping him, and he, like, really kept going. Like, I kept tapping, and he kept going, and I kept tapping. And, you know, all the uncles and aunts are trying to split it up. I can't fucking breathe.
Hold on,
and
you're tapping like you're looking for the
judge?
Oh, so
you're out. He's got you?
He's choking me, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, you're the gentle giant. You could have throttled this guy, and you didn't want to. So now
what happened is I'm in a choke, and I can't, like, logistically get out of this.
Uh-huh.
So I'm tapping, and, like, then he stands up and tries to John Jones me against, like, Shogun, I think it was.
Oh, no, against
standing guillotine?
Yeah, he tries to get me, like, in a standing guillotine, and, like, that's when I was, like, actually going out, and I was actually tapping him. It's like, he's murdery. Like, he was being murdery. He was trying to actually hurt me.
Just so you know, when you're in a street fight and there isn't somebody, like, a referee in the ring, you can't just tap out. You need to yell,
you gotta, dude, grab balls.
When you're being choked, you can't make any sound.
That's true. So grab balls, bro. At that point, you're fighting for your life.
So I slip out. It's fucking chaos at this point, and I laid two shots on him.
Nice.
Fucking bam, bam. And then I left, and I was like, fuck that guy. He's a fucking fuck.
Yeah, those fucking fucks. I hate them.
And then you went back to the open bar and celebrated with your family.
Yeah, probably banged his cousin. Hey, Jamie, thanks for calling in. Really
no,
quick.
I just banged my cousin, Sam. Fuck you.
I hung up on Ari.
He banged his cousin.
Yeah, he totally got angry there. I actually hung up on Ari. I did that on accident. Ari, I did it on accident. All right, sorry.
Ari, will you call us back?
Bye.
He's not listening.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching. If you haven't been listening to Huff and Staves,
Margin Call,
yeah,
and Bridesmaids were both nominated for screenplay. I don't remember if it was adapted or original or whatever, but like Margin Call was...
Why are you saying it like that?
Horrible.
God damn it,
what?
Dude. Margin Call?
Margin Call.
Margin Call. It's Margin Call. What do you... Margin Call.
What are you...
What
I'm
are you
saying what you're
about?
Saying. I
you're
fucking
not,
hate
you're
this.
You're not saying it even close to the way I'm saying it.
Huff and Staves, Tuesday nights at 9 Pacific. Only on the Toad Hop Network. Radio worth watching.
Hey, everybody. Heidi and Frank here. If you're looking for a party, then we have the party for you. This Saturday, March 17th, we are going to be at the Burbank Hooters. That's March 17th from 2 to 4 behind the bar making really strong drinks.
Making drinks and serving up pickles. Free fried pickles for everybody.
Free?
I think so.
Wow.
I hope so.
Well,
I'm buying a lot of pickles.
So come hang out with us for St. Party's Day.
Studios Hollywood in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
ToadHopNetwork.com.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
All right, welcome back. Jamie is mad at me in Canada for saying they boned his sister or his cousin. Obviously, I know you didn't, Jamie. It was a joke. Ari is mad at me because I hung up on him and it was an honest to God accident. I'm not doing very well on the phones today.
Not at all.
I think I'm striking out. I'm almost going to lose my phone privileges, but I'm trying to get you guys on. So we're
Ari is going to call back in a little bit because he lost.
No, he wants us to call him now.
That's not happening.
I want Joe Bartnick's going to call in pretty soon. and I want him to...
Bart Nick's going to call in, talk hockey. We've mentioned that. Ari needs to call back and talk about losing the first bet out of the bag of bets, which was I said that Peyton Manning would be gone. He said week one he will be a Colt.
Loser. From last year?
This is from last 2 weeks ago before they released him.
First of all, he's a Jew. He's not going to pay you anything.
No, he will pay.
No, he already paid up. The bet was
it's
you
not
had
money. These bets aren't money. These bets are like doing embarrassing shit.
Okay.
He had a tweet. That's what I was just saying.
Right. But if it was money, he would not pay you.
He had to tweet his actual phone number, which mind you, 4 a.m, he sent me a picture of some googly gook that he had tweeted that's like, here's some stuff about his taxes. And his phone number was randomly hidden throughout the tweet.
Sure.
It's called a cipher. And he sent me a picture of it. I texted him back, no. You got to tweet your motherfucking phone number, bro.
Well, now I realize that we have to put a lot. We got Joe online. I just want to finish up this thought, and then we'll bring back Ari in a few. We got to decide when he does it. Because he really found a loophole in the agreement, and he did it at 3 a.m. on the West Coast time. So everybody East Coast was fast asleep when he did it, and he already deleted it. So, you know, and I was going to put it out anyways going, that's bullshit, but I think that's disrespectful. I can't put out his number without his approval. But he found a loophole, so we need to have agreement on times that everything needs to be done.
Just find an anonymous source and tweet it.
Yeah, from now on... We'll make sure we're very specific about covering loopholes in the bag of bets. Ari found one. Congratulations. He almost found another one by putting it in some hidden fucking cryptic.
Yeah, you gotta honor it in the spirit of the show.
It sounds like somebody's been watching like National Treasure and getting a little smart with this. And it's
Da Vinci Code?
Yeah.
I give it to him.
All right, guys. Well, you know, I've seen your tweets, everybody. I know we got a big following in Canada. We've seen your tweets. You wanna talk hockey, we don't. I'm not an expert in it, but I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. So I decided to have a friend of mine call in, and please welcome to the show, the Punch Drunks expert in NHL. Please welcome the one and only Joe Bartnick, everybody. Joe.
Joe.
Hey, what's up, Punch Drunks fellas?
Hey, Joe, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Sidney Crosby is coming back in 2 days.
Okay, so that's a big thing. Sidney Crosby is obviously the prodigy of the NHL. He had a concussion. He set out a bunch of games, and now they're hoping he comes back. What's going on?
Interestingly enough, Joe, Sports Illustrated had an article last week claiming his player on the same team. Who is it? Yevgeny Malkin? I don't fucking understand how to pronounce
Malkin,
his
right?
names.
Yes,
Joe?
Gino Malkin is arguably the best player in the world.
So how do you feel if you're Sidney Crosby and you're coming back to the team and you're playing second fiddle after being the biggest star in the NHL?
Well, surprisingly, they're used to playing off each other because even when the Penguins won the Stanley Cup, Malkin won the Conn Smythe Award as the MVP of the playoffs.
If only we could play off each other in the studio, we'd have a real show.
See, that would never happen in the NFL, Joe. It's like Joseph Addai should have won MVP of the Super Bowl when the Colts won, and they gave it to
Peyton Manning.
And he obviously was the one who made the Colts win. I mean, like, he ran for mad yards, as our good friend Flavor Flav would say. Ran for mad yards, Joe. But they gave it to Peyton Manning. That's interesting that they didn't give it to Crosby. You'd think like the suits would want that.
Joe, go ahead, Joe.
Well, the thing is, I mean, Malkin is the number two draft pick. He's not from Canada, but he is just that damn good. Yeah. So, I mean, you can't ignore the fact that he single-handedly, he beat Philadelphia by himself almost in the playoffs.
Dude. Joe, let me ask you this. You're a real hockey fan, right?
Yes.
Huge.
In American sports, we have like MVPs and we have like player of the year. And all of your names for all your trophies do not even come close to saying what they are. Can you name me three at least?
Three of the
awards. Of the just the random awards that you guys come up with.
Okay, yes. The Art Ross Trophy is for league MVP.
And the lady
I'm sorry, it's for the scoring race.
Sure. And tell me what the Lady Bing is for.
Let him finish,
the
lady man.
Lady Bing is for most gentlemanly play. But not really being a pussy, just not a cheap shot, playing tough but playing clean.
Not being like a thug.
Keep going.
Yes. The Conn Smythe is for the MVP of the playoffs, which is probably the most prestigious the Rocket Richard is for the scoring championship, and the goal scoring, the Art Ross is for scoring, just points and goals and assists, and the Hart is for the MVP of the league.
Okay, when you say Art,
the Vezina is for the best goaltender, and the Calder is for the rookie of the year, and the Selke is for the defensive forward of the year.
The Selke?
Selke, like Alka-Seltzer.
Okay, gotcha.
And one more big one, the Norris Trophy is for the best defenseman.
Wow. See, Joe, that's why you're our expert
on
the show.
Isn't that cool?
That was awesome. I can't thank you.
MVP, we have Cy Young Award, Defensive Player of the Year. I mean, we dumb it down. I think that's cool the way they do it.
I really do enjoy going to see hockey live. I do like it on television. Bill Burr said best, we were having a conversation. He's like, people only have so much space in their brain for things, you know, and you know, you got NBA, NFL, UFC. It's like you only have so much room, but I do enjoy hockey. I do enjoy the fighting in hockey. We were kind of talking about this, Joe, that they slowly want to get hockey fighting out of hockey. Do you agree with that? And why would they want to do that?
Well, it's just because some pussies in hockey think that some people don't watch hockey because of the fighting. And I say that nobody doesn't watch hockey because of there's fighting. I don't know anyone that's like, oh, there's fighting, I'm not going to watch hockey. The thing why fighting is down for two reasons. One, most teams aren't carrying goons in the salary cap era. So if there's not enough goons that want to fight each other, then there's no staged fights.
Right.
Like Steve McIntyre's head goon. He was brought in to protect Crosby. No one wants to fight him.
Yeah. Yeah, that changes the scope of the game because you always have these marquee players, and then there's kind of like their bodyguard. You know, Charles Oakley.
Right, great example.
Was that for, because the Pistons built this team around, we're gonna thug up this division, and we're going to get these, you know, teams like the Bulls out of their rhythm just by, we got guys that are just going to take four fouls. So they hired, literally, Charles Oakley to be like, anybody even blinks weird at Jordan, get a technical foul and throw an elbow to their throat.
And then he did that when he went to the Knicks, too.
Did that with the Knicks. He built a great reputation as being like the Bill Laimbeer killer.
Right. The problem with hockey in that scenario is they took out the instigator rule.
Right.
The instigator rule, before they instituted the instigator rule. Before that, say X player wants to take a cheap shot at Crosby.
Which I do.
Someone can go over there and beat him to death.
Yeah.
So and that was the ultimate way where men like Gretzky and Lemieux and Bobby Hall and Bobby Clark and everyone got protected because no one's going to mess with Bobby Clark if Mad Dog Schultz is going to come beat him to death.
And McSorley with Gretzky. Oh, completely.
Exactly. And they take that out. So now little guys, they call them the rats. They're going around cheap-shotting people because they don't worry about getting crushed. It's the same way as saying, like, the difference between your mom saying, no TV tonight. Oh, well, who cares? I'm going to do it. Or your dad's going to come home and take off his belt and beat your ass.
Yeah, right. Now, do you think it's, like, I was, again, in a conversation with Bill Burry, he says, like, you know, his girlfriend can watch the UFC and accept that, but for some reason, like, a fight in the NHL has a different vibe. And you think that's possible? Because I know a lot of women who love the UFC, but then they watch hockey, they're like, what's with all this fighting? Why have they got to fight? Is it a different mindset?
Well, I agree with that. And too, I'll drop Bill Burr's name myself. When he says, I knew Bartnick knew a lot about hockey when he said Chara is great. I watched him and go, yeah, Chara is great. All right, now back to my point. He was all mad that the Bruins got Chara 4 years ago. And I'm like, you're going to win the cup with that guy. Anyway, long story short about the fighting in the NHL, I don't think anyone really likes the stage goon fights unless it's your blood rivalry, where before the face-off goes, yeah, your goons come out and they all say, we're going to fight. But the fighting in the middle of the game, where two guys just get that aggravated, that's what makes hockey amazing.
And by the way, can I say something, Joe? This is Teeb. You, yes, but no question about it, he's on my basketball league team.
Oh, yeah.
You are my enforcer. You're my Charles Oakley. You're the guy that I'm like, go take out that guy's knees. You're an immovable force in the paint.
Why haven't we? I don't feel like we've gone up against each other yet, there, Joe. You are definitely an enforcer.
You stay on the outside, Triple. You don't come in the paint.
Yeah, I do on defense. I come in the paint. That's my only job. That's all I got.
Joe, I got a question for you. Are you Canadian?
No, he's from Pittsburgh.
Okay. Well, I think one of the coolest things that the NHL does is they obviously take the Stanley Cup trophy out and, you know, they parade it around, take them to the bars, things like that. And we don't do that with our trophies. We put them in cases and, you know, spray them up with, like, you know, Windex.
Right.
Do they do the same thing with the Lady Bing? Does the guy that has that trophy, does he run around town saying, like, I'm the most gentlemanly in sports and in bed? I mean, if you have that trophy, do you walk it around town and do you give it the dog and pony show?
You know, when Malkin had the Conn Smythe, it kind of was always with the Stanley Cup when it was officially in Pittsburgh. Now, maybe Malkin got to bring it back to Russia like he did the Stanley Cup. But I don't. They don't really parade around all the other ones.
It's just the Stanley Cup. That thing, and I've heard the stories. It's been shit in. It's been pissed in. Women have squirted in it, and then I mean the stories.
That's why hockey's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. If you
my
think about
brother
it.
Used to work in Phoenix at a hotel, and all the pro athlete teams would stay there. And he said by far the nicest guys. The best, the most classy gentlemen were the NHL players. Well, they were the nicest dudes.
Well, they're not overpaid either.
I was going to say, yeah, because they're making $90,000 a year.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I could go on a rant forever how much I love hockey, but when you ride the bus in Saskatchewan, you're happy to be in the show. You're going to treat people with class.
Yeah.
When you've been handed everything your whole life since the third grade, you might have a little different of an attitude.
I absolutely totally agree with that. Now let me ask you a technical question. What's the difference? Are there playing styles and differences, like let's say from a Russian high prospect hockey player versus a Canadian high prospect? Maybe you're a rookie.
Almost
or
like in basketball
like
where like the Europeans aren't necessarily
or
as
even
physical,
in soccer
more of a finesse.
Yeah, you have different styles of soccer players around the world. You grow up playing a certain way. What's the difference between a Canadian and a Russian?
Say that on a whole, Canadians have a little bit more sandpaper to their game, a little bit rougher, and maybe go into the corners a little bit more and hit a little bit more. And the Russians, the top end Russians and the top end Czechoslovakians, have so much mad skill. Like in today's game, like Malkin, Ovechkin, in the old days, like Fedorov.
They're more of a finesse player, less of a blue-collar player.
That's the dude that Ben Kornikov.
A little bit more, but now you look at today's guys like Malkin, Ovechkin, they'll take your head off. It just comes to the fact they kind of are used to the Olympic ice, so there's a little bit more ice to play with in Canada.
That's what I was going to ask you, because like Sam and I put that out. We don't know tons about hockey, but are the dimensions the same in Europe as they are in North American? Are they longer?
No. They're wider and a little longer.
Okay.
There's just a little bit more ice. So that's why they get to learn how to play with the puck a little bit more.
Oh, that's a great point.
Around a little more. And if you remember the old Red Wings from a few years ago when they had a lot of Europeans, they would kind of always regroup and carry the puck and skate around way more than Canadian-based teams that are just going to throw the puck in and try to run you through the wall.
One other quick question. Is Youngblood the equivalent of, let's say, Hoosiers to the American basketball fan?
Maybe.
Is Young,
or Slapshot. What's
bigger? Slapshot's a classic. It's not like a Vision Quest inspirational thing like I would assume Youngblood.
What movie did you equate Youngblood to?
Hoosiers.
It's more Bull Durham-ish.
Let's leave it to Joe.
The Miracle on Ice is more Hoosiers.
The original or the Kurt Russell version?
The movie version. The real life version is the greatest thing in sports.
No, I'm talking about the original one, which was, from the 70s, and then they remade it. Have you seen both versions?
I've only seen the Disney one. I think the Disney
buddy.
One is like who?
Watch the original.
Oh, it's always the original. Real quick, Joe, we got one more question. Before we get in the last one, where can we find you if people, like, I know a lot of our Canadian fans are going to really want to follow you on Twitter, on Facebook. Where's the best place to find you?
I'm Joe Bartnick at Twitter.
How do you spell your last name so they can find it?
Bartnick.
You got any shows you're working on you want to promote?
You're with Lisa Lampanelli all the time. I know everybody knows that.
If you're coming for vacation in America, come the 10th and 11th to the San Francisco Punchline. I'm taping my new comedy CD.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's a great club.
And you can buy my book, You Might Be a Douchebag.
Jeff Foxworthy called. He wants his ideas back.
Oh, stop.
I'm kidding, Joe. You know I love you, Joe.
That was uncalled for. Joe. Real
Jeff
quick.
Jeff actually gave me the...
Did he?
Gave me the, yes, he did.
See, so you went to him first.
So, hey, yeah, yes, Jim Carrey called. He wants his smile back.
Fuck
okay?
you.
All right? There you go, Joe. Joe, now, final thing. We were talking about they want to change the rules in hockey, and you're saying, why do that? Because nobody follows hockey? Was that is that what we talked about earlier today?
No, I didn't say that at all. There's a couple of things they want to do. They're thinking about reinstituting the red line. Because after 70 years of trying to speed up the game, now they want to slow it down. And they think if they put the red light back in, which will confuse more people than it's worth.
Just bring back the glowing puck, for Christ's sake.
Well, you know, if they want to improve safety, they would make shoulder pads and elbow pads soft.
Don't, for the love of God, don't change the rules.
That's the worst, when they start fucking with the rules.
Well, Joe, didn't they change the blue line rule, like, what, 5 years ago?
Well, that's what they did. They took out the red line after the striker lockout, and it opened up the game, and it made it way more exciting. And that's what they're saying is now people build up too much speed when they hit people.
Right.
For people who don't understand, it's kind of like, you know, when you're like in grade school, you have to play like soccer or station to station, where you can't throw a pass too far from you. You have to go from one station to the next.
Sure.
Look,
man,
you
know, it's all this talk with, I hear what you're saying on that, and you look, as a company, you got to look out for player safety and shit like that, but it's like, you get the same thing with this NFL stuff, and they're like, you know, they move the kickoff so to prevent the amount of concussions, because so many people on special teams are coming 1,000 miles an hour
right.
at each other, and a high percentage of the reported concussions were on kickoffs.
Right.
Now,
you know,
I get that.
But that's what I'm paying to see, dude. I'm paying to see this shit.
The thing. I know I'm the punch drunk, you know, the Barry Melrose of the Punch Drunk Show.
Yeah.
Didn't he get fired recently?
No. That was the other guy. The young guy that they brought in to replace Barry Melrose when he went to coach the Tampa Bay Lightning for 2 weeks.
Right.
And so they had him both up.
You guys know I have great hair.
You do
have great hair. And Joe is deceptive because he looks like he'd be a big guy, but he takes his shirt off, he's Danzig shredded.
Really?
Yeah.
I call Mother!
Yeah, he's like huge. Hey, Joe, honestly, this was awesome. You were so good at this. We'd love you to call in. I know that the NHL is starting to get towards playoffs. We'd love to have you call in all the time and give us anything you want to talk about.
Absolutely. That's all I do talk about.
All right, Joe Bartnick, everybody.
Joe, good to hear you, bro. Take
thanks
care.
Thanks for calling in. You crushed
thanks,
it, brother.
Thanks, team. Thanks,
Joe, I'm going to send you an email this week about the basketball league. It's starting up soon. You're in, right?
All right. I'm training like Rocky, baby.
All right. Don't get stuck with any 3 second calls in the paint. You'll be fine.
You're the best, bro. Thanks for calling in, man. Joe
right
Bartnick, everybody. Punch Drunks, NHL expert.
During one of our games, Bartnick got called for an 11 seconds in the paint violation. 11
okay,
seconds,
boo.
He's in there.
Okay, well, I thought that went well.
I did.
And you were great at that. Thanks for being here. You had some great questions that I wouldn't even
I like the
of.
Fact that we're honest and the fact that, you know, we have a great idea for a show and a podcast, but there's some shit we don't know, okay? We're not hockey experts.
Yeah.
Okay?
I agree.
Or ping pong.
I'm a pretty good.
Or highlight.
I'm a pretty goddamn good.
But that's
ping
what makes it
player.
Great. You bring in a comic who knows what he's talking about.
That's the whole
and it
point
takes
of
it
this.
To the next level.
Get comics calling in and right. giving their point of view and making it funny and right. you know. And that was highly educated. And I would love to
educational is what you meant. Yeah.
Yeah. Educational. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the board again. I've lost it.
A light lights up and you just get cookie monster eyed.
Yeah, I do. I get excited.
Like, anyway, so what I'd like to say is very important.
Poor is there
taste.
Frosting on that cookie?
Yeah.
So we talked about that. We talked about the NHL. We talked about the NBA a little bit. Have we talked NBA?
Not much. Now, here's what's interesting about this week. And I know we're going to go NBA, but right before we get to that, there's two things that segue into each other.
We got Luke who wants to talk baseball, too.
One of my favorite times of the year is the start of NFL free agency and the NBA trade deadline, which are generally right around the same window of time. NFL free agency, which started today, there's already been some movement. And trade deadline for the NBA is, when is that finalized, Tripoli?
I believe it's Thursday.
Thursday, right?
Yeah.
Like Thursday at like 7 p.m. Yeah. our time or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like midnight or something. In the NBA, there are two times, they kind of have two drafts. Unlike free agency for all other teams, That trade deadline date, your team can completely change. And especially if you're making a run for the playoffs in any way, shape, or form. You know, you don't get that. In the NFL, the trade deadline, you don't get a lot of big movement during the middle of the season. In the NBA, ginormous moves. I mean, I fully expect a couple surprises before the NBA trade deadline Thursday. And it's always right up to it, too.
I think Gasol's going to move. That's my prediction. Something I don't know big, where. Maybe Chicago.
Whether
but
it's Ray Allen,
move.
Whether it's Howard. No, there's going to be something big is going down.
I agree with that. I agree with that. They were talking about the Clippers trying to make a couple
Rondo,
moves.
Rondo was the talk today where they just didn't want to get rid
I
of Gasol.
I trade everybody but Rondo.
He's the only bargaining tool they have. He's going to get traded.
Yeah, I mean, some people want Ray
You're
Allen.
You talking about
just
Gasol or Rondo?
Rondo.
Dude, I would just get picks right now. You're not going to win a championship. You're not going to beat Miami, and you're not going to beat Chicago. Get out of the way.
I think they don't have the legs to beat Orlando, I don't think. Or Atlanta. There's four, or New York maybe even. There's four or five, maybe even six young
New York
teams
needs to
with
make
fresh
some
legs.
New York is fine where they're at. The only thing that has to happen is Howard has to move, or Orlando's going to be left with nothing.
Howard does have to move, and New York has the pieces to make it happen. You got to make a decision.
Who are you going to get rid of?
In the NBA, there's always this thought.
You can get rid of Kamille Anthony or do a package of Chandler and
You don't
and
get
Stoudemire.
Rid of Tyson Chandler, dude.
For Dwight Howard?
What, you want to overpay for somebody that's going to do 60% of Howard's work already? Tyson Chandler's fine there. He's not going to go to the Knicks.
I would be surprised if he went to the Knicks, too.
He's not going to the Knicks. But the main thing is Orlando's got to get rid of him now to get something. He's
but
not going to
what pieces are you
get?
They keep talking about maybe... they were actually talking about DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin going for Dwight Howard. And
nah,
I'm like,
fuck
that wouldn't happen.
They want to give up Dwight Howard. And
those are two of my favorite players. That's
and not only that, he is the Clippers. Okay? Griffin is the Clippers. He's brought this team back and made them relevant again. They're not going to. No, I don't even know where you heard that. You hear that in your head? Was that a rumor? Was that
they've been talking about that. It was on ESPN that they were like, would you go Blake Griffin for Dwight Howard? And I would go, not in a million years.
Nah. I wouldn't.
No, me either.
You know, and in the NBA, you have this weird thing where it's like you get to this point, the trade deadline, no other sports really has this, where you go, okay, we're going to make a big move for a championship run this week, or we're going to ditch all this salary for these guys that aren't going to come back anyway and get something for them.
That's great. I think we should talk about that when we come back from the break. We're about to go to break. Luke's been on hold for 15 minutes. Should we bring him in?
Can we bring him in before the break?
Let's bring him in. He's been he wants to talk baseball. Luke, what's up? Thanks for holding. You have been holding for like 15 minutes. We appreciate it. I know you want to talk. We were talking NBA, but
let's talk about the greatest game ever invented with Luke called baseball.
Are we in the 1930s when we make this statement?
No, we're right here and now, and it still is the greatest game ever. Luke, what do you got?
Luke, what's the word?
So, I was wondering, how do you guys feel about just the next baseball season in general? The Miami Marlins, obviously, like the Marlins move to a new city, Pujols going to the Angels, and, you know, Fielder going to Detroit. Those are, like, probably the top three big moves, but just, like, some predictions, how you guys feel the next season.
So far, though, biggest moves. Manny coming back as well. It'll be interesting to see I don't think so. I think it'll be interesting to see what he can do, but I'll tell you what. Ugliest hats, Miami.
I hated him at first, but they've grown on me.
I like the jerseys. I like the jerseys.
Renee hates them.
There's something about Miami. They love creamsicle colors, like the Heat's retro jerseys.
But that thing looks
ugly.
Like something Dumbo would wear.
Let's get back to the
cartoony.
Point.
I like pool holes in. I like in Mannheim. I think that's a great fit.
Luke, to answer your question.
Yeah. Oh, dude.
It's not about the biggest moves you're talking
about. It's like LeBron going to the Lakers.
It's about those moves in between that the Marlins look like shit for. I think they overpaid for Burley. And I don't think you give a guy his age, $59 million?
Baseball money's like pretend money.
Can we hold on to Luke after the break?
Luke, we can keep you on hold if you want, and you can come back. I got to put you back on hold, and we'll bring it back after this break. Okay, thanks, Luke.
No problem.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network, radio worth watching. If you haven't been listening to Huff and Staves,
Margin Call.
Yeah.
And Bridesmaids were both nominated for screenplay. I don't remember if it was adapted or original or whatever, but like Margin Call was.
Why are you saying it like that?
Horrible.
God damn it.
What?
Dude. Margin Call?
Margin Call.
Margin Call. It's Margin Call. What do you mean, Margin Call?
What are you?
What
I'm
are you
saying what you're
about?
Saying. I
you're
fucking
not,
hate
you're
this.
You're not saying it even close to the way I'm saying it.
Huff and Staves, Tuesday nights at 9 Pacific, only on the Toad Hop Network. Radio worth watching.
Hey, everybody. Heidi and Frank here. If you're looking for a party, then we have the party for you. This Saturday, March 17th, we are going to be at the Burbank Hooters. That's March 17th from 2 to 4 behind the bar making really strong drinks.
Making drinks and serving up pickles. Free fried pickles for everybody.
Free?
I think so.
Wow.
I hope so.
Well,
I'm buying a lot of pickles.
So come hang out with us for St. Party's Day.
Studios Hollywood in beautiful Los Angeles, California.
ToadHopNetwork.com.
Radio worth watching.
Radio worth watching.
Yes, welcome back. We're back with Luke from New York talking baseball. Luke,
yeah,
where in New York are you from?
Upstate New York.
Where? Albany?
Albany.
Oh,
yeah, Albany.
Man. I'm from Cortland, just outside Syracuse.
They filmed Ironweed there.
The 554.
No.
I'm not really from Albany. I moved here last year from the Netherlands, but I guess I lived in Albany, you know.
So does that make you a Yankee or a Met fan?
I'm a Cubs fan.
Nice.
Again,
poor thing.
I wasn't born in New York, but I love the Cubbies.
How old are you, Luke?
19.
Okay, you're young. So you're, I grew up a Cub fan.
Luke,
too.
Do you agree with me that the Cubs' biggest problem is that no matter what happens with that team, they sell out? And people just go, so the team never really has to put a good product on the field because it's tradition, and they're always gonna sell out every time. Again, it's going back what I was talking about with the boxings. Like, don't buy the pay per view
if you know the result.
Yeah, if you know they're not giving you what you want.
I think a biggest problem with the Cubs right now is that in 07, 08, they had some great seasons. They made it to the playoffs. But they really locked up a lot of players that were already kind of past their prime. Yeah.
Alfonso Soriano is an albatross on that payroll, without a doubt.
He's awful now, but he was, you know, and they're kind of stuck with a couple
and a couple pitchers too.
Well, and they just ship Zambrano off for what? They're covering 60% or maybe more of his contract on the Marlins right now.
He had like one good year, and they're like, "Here's a dump truck full of money."
You know what? He had more than one good year. It's just that he's a clubhouse cancer, and when you have to go to anger management class 6 months out of the year, you can't be productive to your team.
And he always was. I mean, I remember back in 2008, I think, he had a fight with Michael Barrick, the catcher, and he was kind of being a kid, throwing balls.
Remember when he took a baseball bat to the snow cone machine?
Yeah.
That was the best, dude.
Machine looked like an asshole.
Just so you guys know, they don't have snow cones in the dugout. Exactly. It's a Gatorade machine. But
oh, was it Gatorade machine?
Let me just say
snow
this.
Snow cones in the dugout, yes.
I remember.
What do you think
like
about
that
the Red Sox taking out beer out of the clubhouse?
I think it's a mistake.
I think it's stupid.
I think it's a mistake, and it's going to lead to those guys finishing a game, a 14-inning game, and growing across the street to Jillian's or wherever those fucking Todds drink, and fucking ending up getting heckled in bar fights with locals. It's stupid.
Yeah, I just
but
don't
this is
get
an alcoholic's point of view.
Yeah, but you're also a grown man.
I'm like, how about you don't drink for 3 hours during the day? How about 3 hours during the day you don't drink?
Well, the problem is
as a
that
professional athlete.
The problem is
that's my problem with baseball. As a matter of fact, it's the only sport that you could be hammered and still just stand in the outfield.
That is not fair at all. It is. It's
darts
well, that's
darts.
Darts isn't a million-dollar sport.
Darts is one of those sports that 90% of players play better when they've had a few beers.
No one's
that's
making millions of dollars to play darts.
They're making hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Hundreds of dollars?
Well, they're making 90.
No, there's money in darts. I think you have the lakeside tournament.
Yeah, another 20!
Yeah, not as much as baseball, and like baseball's numbers, but nobody ever bitches about baseball because they realize for like, what, how many days in a row you're working?
162.
Days in a row.
That's
you
why
are
I'm
working.
Saying, let a guy have a beer.
Yeah, let a guy have a beer. I mean, grow up. Just be like, hey, dude, you got to play. You got to play. Don't drink. Don't drink.
If they were smart, they would have spun it into an ad campaign and brought KFC as a sponsor and, Sam Adams. That's what they should have done. What they've done is made it just impossible for a grown man to get a beer after a job. You got to remember, this is a job. When you're working all day, you want to have a cocktail, sit down, do it in the privacy of your clubhouse. And keep in mind, these are clubhouses. They are members-only groups. Okay? And if you're going to just lead this into the streets, it's going to be a mess, I guarantee
you.
So let me ask you both, because you both are taking the same point on this, which is insane to me.
We all have problems with alcohol.
It has nothing to do with the fact
that we don't talk about it.
You are the coach of a team making a playoff run.
Right.
What you're saying to me is, I'm cool with everybody getting schnockered in the dugout during the game.
After.
Yeah, nobody's talking about these guys are getting blitzed during the game.
But it was during the game.
But these guys aren't playing.
They're not playing, Tebow. They're playing one out of every 5 days, okay? They made a mistake, ate some chicken, and drank beer on their nights off while they were dressed in uniform.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But so you,
if you're playing, you shouldn't be able to drink. If you're on the field, let's say you're pitching. I pull you in the fifth inning from the sixth inning all the way to ninth inning. You can get shit-faced. Your job's done.
Yeah, especially if it's a day game, one PM start, it's nice and sunny.
Let me put it to you this way. As a stand-up comic, can you imagine being like the club owner coming up to you and being like, you know what, there's no more alcohol allowed in the clubhouse. Will you perform just as good?
I've seen that happen.
I've never seen it happen.
Yeah, at the Tempe Improv, you used to not be able to drink during the show.
The only time I've ever had that happen was with you. And I forget where we were in Seattle because it's illegal as a performance artist to drink alcohol on stage. And they will not let you drink as a performer. That's the only place I know that happens.
Yeah, that does happen.
That's just if you're on stage.
Period.
Yeah, but if you get off, if you're done, and I don't even think at the Tempe Improv is a beautiful club, but I don't even think you can drink while the show's going on, even if you're done performing.
Right, and my argument was it's part of my character and my act, me, and I need that as a prop. And they were like, we have to fill it up with water if you're going on stage.
Yeah, well, obviously there was someone got wasted and got somebody pregnant or punched somebody in the face or something like that.
I think it's just red tape. I think it's a bullshit law, and they've just managed to hold on to it for some reason.
Well, will they ever add cheerleaders to baseball?
Luke?
I hope not. Jeez.
I hope not, too.
That's one of the first things when I moved here. I went to a basketball game, high school basketball, and I was like, why are these 14-year-old girls being slutty and dancing? This is
the ones that I don't get.
Are they being slutty? It's very interesting about cheerleading. In high school, they get slutty. Then they go to college, and it's like back to conservative.
Yeah.
And then they get the pros, and they go slutty again.
Right, but that's scholarship.
When are the cheerleaders scholarship?
Of course they are.
No
yes,
way.
They are.
No. Where have you, hell.
Google it. You can get a
you stuck, Google it.
I just did. I won. Yes, there are cheerleading scholarships.
Really?
I'm going to say that there's no. You might be able to get some like financial aid, but there's no full ride cheerleader like.
You want to put your money
so
where
there's
your mouth
some
is?
Scout in the audience going, girl, you got it. Yes. I like your flips in
Let's
the air.
Let's not forget how competitive this is. This used to be on ESPN for years.
But a lot of them are gymnastic scholarships that also cheerlead.
Okay.
But
would you get more excited
Google
if
you're our fact checker,
Google
Renee?
Oh, no, we can't talk to Renee. We're not allowed to talk to Renee.
Do you get more attracted when a girl tells you she used to do cheerleading in high school or gymnastics?
I once dated a sword swallower that turned me on. She was a sword swallower.
Stop.
Of sorts.
Of sorts. What's more attractive?
Gymnastics.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I will admit, in the summer of 1993, I was had a serious crush on Kim Zemeskal.
Where's Kim right now? How many kids?
Who knows? You know, you're right. Gymnastics is one of those summer Olympic sports that I tune in for.
As a father, would it be like if your daughter's like, I want to do gymnastics, I'd be like, oh god.
No, both my nieces.
I get mine in the softball quickly.
I get the NBA cheerleaders. A lot of timeouts, a lot of 20-second timeouts. Hey, we're going to play some song. And
but all those girls are working 16, for free.
Neff is right. There are cheerleading scholarships.
Of course there are. But aren't most of the cheerleadings
like three,
in the NBA working for free?
No, I think they get like $300 a game or something
and
like
I
that.
And I love when people
I knew somebody
bitch about
that. Used to be a Laker
girl.
Oh,
they're only getting paid $100 a game. Yeah, they get courtside seats.
Right.
They get the hit on every basketball player there. You know,
and they make money with public appearances. It's always like, hey, the Laker girls are going to be at, you know.
It's like us getting paid to sit stage side at a strip bar. Like, that's our job.
Sniffer's row.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
But don't forget, they get to be a dog and pony show for NBA players from every NBA team all season
long.
A lot of those girls are dropping anchor with some of these guys.
Right.
You know, because they meet the players from, you know, Seattle, wherever. Like, let me fly this chick up to Seattle.
Yeah.
This Clipper girl, Laker girl. The cheerleader that I do not get, it's entertaining is what I'm saying, is the cheerleaders in the NBA. Every time out, they're doing some dancing, flipping around, whatever. It's in and out, 20 seconds. I get it. I don't get the NFL cheerleaders.
See,
they are such a small corner of the end zone.
They're not really there for the show. They're there for the cameras.
I might be getting old, the Suns gorilla in between timeouts. That's more entertaining.
I like
than girls
that guy.
I like the girls dancing around.
They always have the mascot. Every team has the mascot.
It's a guy's
too.
Sport. That's guys like to see hot chicks and.
But I think you're right,
clothes.
Tim. I think
are they really hot though? Like honestly,
yeah,
what
they are, bro.
I don't think they're that hot.
The pro,
which ones?
The pro ones.
Man.
The pro ones are
pretty
hot.
Dude, right now I want you to Google Miami Heat cheerleaders and tell me right, that they're not. That's not the night shift at Spearmint Rhino.
Find me two that you would say, yeah, I would not sleep with her. Maybe you could find one, but you won't find two.
It's interesting, though. Really,
I think it's gross.
College, you can occasionally get some ugly cheerleaders.
But think about this. It's not a profession you go into where you're a breakout star. Who could you name a cheerleader that is...
Paula Abdul.
Okay. Jen Sterger. Those two come to mind.
Jen Sterger wasn't a cheerleader.
She was a fan.
She was just
Florida
a super
State.
Fan.
And then she was a fucking cock bomb participant of Brett Favre.
No, but I'll say this about her. She played it smart in that she didn't release any of those things because She knew that if she released those, she would never work again in sports, right. And she loves sports.
So she wants to work in the front office for real.
Well, why do you think the one Tiger Woods mistress that didn't talk is the only one you still see on television and tabloids, and they follow her because she learned to zip it?
Jamie Grubbs?
Yeah. Okay. No. The really hot one.
The New Yorker one.
Yeah.
The one that looks like she...
The one who lost somebody in 9/11. Yeah, that was her whole thing, her. And then she just went on this cock zombie right. crazy
Or she was
run.
Paid off by... Tiger Woods.
I don't even know what it was, but she did it, and she's the only one who got any work out of that. Those other girls snitched,
right?
And they were just.
And what do we say about snitches?
Snitches get stitches.
That's right.
And they're all dancing at some truck stop, hoping to make a dollar, being some lounge lizard.
Maybe buying my CD.
Hey, Luke, man, thanks for calling in. Please call in anytime. Say hi to all the ladies in Albany. They like to party.
I'll do it, man. I'll mention your name.
See thanks for listening. Call in again, bud.
All right, see you later.
But yeah, man, I like cheerleaders. I think there should be more.
You know what? In high school, it was one of those things where you're like, "Fuck, I really want a cheerleader." And then you go
that
back
was like
20
the
years
gold
later,
standard. Like you're
right.
like, "Wow,
but
she's
20
a cheerleader.
Years later,
she must be hot."
Right. 20 years later, you go back and they have 3 fucking kids.
Yeah, but everybody
well,
who
everybody
peaked
does.
In high school, that happens to them. Cheerleaders yeah. are the peak. They right. they're a lot of those girls are peaking right there. Couple of them are smart and they go on to do great stuff too. Most of those girls are those are their glory days. And just like you're like, oh, I kind of want a cheerleader. Every guy in the room's like, I want a cheerleader. Everybody's hitting on them. And just before you know it, it's Ari Raw Dog and I'm hoping they don't get pregnant.
Right. He really does fuck without a rubber all the time.
Yeah, he's a scumbag. But I love him.
From the mouth of babes.
Yeah. Famous cheerleaders from Frank.
Susan
Here we
B.
Go.
Susan B. Anthony.
Terry Hatcher.
Terry Hatcher was a cheerleader?
Yeah.
Of course.
And she's hot but a horrible tipper.
Minka Kelly.
Angela Johnson. I was speaking of comedy.
Angela Johnson was a cheerleader.
Raiderette. Raiderette.
Talk about crossover success. 38 million hits on YouTube. Something like that.
Yeah.
As
now she's a national headliner selling out shows.
Wow.
I think she's so hot, too. But
I don't know her personally.
Jesus freak. I can't take it.
Yeah. Really?
Nobody ruins a body more than Christ.
Christ. Yeah, I agree.
Just ruins a body. It's like you like see a chick. She's so hot. You're like,
can you make
up?
A little
she's
more
like,
noise over there, Tebow?
I'm working
I
on
love
it.
Jesus. You're like, oh, there goes that.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said her comedy sucks. I think it's not for me. But it's, yeah, I can understand why people would like that.
Yeah, well, because there's 38 million... obviously Asian people that are connected to the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, has she crossed over to the white audience? I don't know.
I think she's... I mean, I think women and gay men love her.
Oh, God.
When you were in high school, was the hottest girl... Do you remember, like, was there a specific, like, oh, when I was in high school, she was 1A. She's the one that everybody wanted to... was like, damn, she's the hottest chick in high
when
school.
When I was growing up in my school?
Yes.
They're called the prom queens.
She was still hot. When we went back to my reunion recently, she was still hot. The other
mine was too.
Yeah, there's a couple girls.
You had your 25th year, like
20th.
I'm sorry. When? Last summer?
Over the summer, yeah.
Me too. So was mine.
Oh.
And yeah, she was still hot. What about you? Was she a cheerleader also?
No.
I dated the prom queen.
Big in Idaho.
King or queen?
The queen.
Okay.
After high school.
Should we get Ari to call in?
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Yeah, because I want to. Before we go, oh, we got plenty of time, but I do want to hear Ari's. If you got any calls from anybody after tweeting,
how long
number?
Was the number up on Twitter?
Like a minute.
Yeah, he took it down, and it was a lot of bullshit.
And I love the way Ari doesn't follow anyone on Twitter. He's just too cool for school.
he does follow some people.
He's at zero. But look at him right now.
He doesn't follow anybody.
Really?
It's zero. Yeah.
He doesn't follow anybody.
When you get as big as Ari does, you got to go to zero.
Really?
It infuriates me.
Yeah.
Why? Because
I'll be like,
followed you?
No, I just put shit up there, and he's like, "Yeah, I don't follow you."
Yeah, he's like, "If I happen to see it in the timeline when I log
in such
on, I'm interested, but I just don't have time for that. I've got horns
I'm
to grow and water.
Busy. I'm too busy to."
That's. Can we go back to UFC real quick?
Sure.
I wanted to talk about how excited I am about UFC 146, which is Dos Santos versus Overeem, and then before that fight is Vasquez versus Frank Mir.
Okay, and let's back up. Dos Santos beat
Brock Lesnar.
Lesnar, and the other one
and
beat
so did Overeem.
And Dos Santos
just beat Lesnar too.
Yes, Dos Santos beat Dos Santos beat Cain Velasquez, and then Overeem beat Brock Lesnar.
So Dos Santos has to be favored in the fight, obviously.
Yeah, let's bring Ari in for this discussion real quick. Hey, Ari, welcome back.
Oh, hey.
We're talking UFC 146, and then we want to get into your bag of bets and all that stuff. 146, we've got Junior Dos Santos versus Overeem, and then we have, before that, right under that fight, is Cain Velasquez versus Frank Mir. Do you like those fights?
Yeah, I think Cain Velasquez will crush him.
Why? He showed nothing last time he was out.
Yeah, but that was off a year.
Doesn't matter. He looked awful.
And
it was over rusty. And then when Latino people take a year off, they almost always have a kid or two.
But he doesn't have the kid. He didn't. Mexican men don't give birth to babies.
That's not how that works?
No. His wife or his girlfriend.
So you think that being a father was really a distraction to him in the ring and him only being able to last, what was it, a minute? And that was the big Fox primetime fight?
Yeah.
No, he just got caught. That's all it was. He didn't look bad. He just got caught.
I agree, man.
Anybody gets caught with those gloves.
Say this about that fight. If you watch that fight again, even though it was like 75 seconds or something like this, when someone's got that much power and they're known to be a knockout artist like that, one strategy that a lot of people do is they take the fight into the deeper rounds and they go leg kicks, body kicks, inside, outside leg kicks, and they take some thunder away from punch.
That's how Brock went down. Same thing.
That's exactly what he was doing in that fight. He was throwing some wicked leg kicks and trying to take some of his, you know, foundation down. And in the middle of doing that, just got caught. He got caught. He didn't get strategically beat. He didn't get worked. He got caught.
That's a dominating thing.
I agree with you, Ari.
Now, Ari.
It's just a knockout. But.
Now, basically, Junior Dos Santos versus Overeem is a matchup of boxer versus kickboxer. A K-1 champ versus a UFC mixed martial arts champion. Yep. What's your opinion on that fight?
I don't know. They've been talking about Overeem for a long time. Really, only saw him one fight against an over-the-hill guy.
But how many fights does he have in the UFC? I mean, wasn't there all
one.
A list of... Yeah, I was going to say.
Brock Lesnar was the first.
One. Right.
Zero.
What a shot to the kidneys, though, for the
record. Are you saying that his Strikeforce record has a bit of an asterisk by it because it wasn't in the UFC?
Yeah, also, the record wasn't, like, spotless either.
Well, the only reason I don't agree with that, Ari, is because... He doesn't have to worry about someone taking him down and ground and pounding in this particular fight. Junior Dos Santos is a striker, particularly a boxer, so he only has to worry about punches than anything else. And Overeem is a K-1 champion. That's an elite striking. I mean, look at what Mark Hunt did
recently. Yeah, to my boy.
To your boy.
Mark Hunt also had problems in the UFC before, and he was also a K-1 champion.
Yeah, but he's been on a little roll now, and he's been knocking dudes out.
I'm
just saying he used to be a K-1 guy. That you can't say that's a definite thing because Mark Hunt has had problems as a K-1 guy, and now he's good, but that's with more time.
As far as heavyweight division goes, man, this is the fight that I've been probably most excited for in a while.
I think this is
going
to be a great fight.
I think the heavyweight division is kind of starting to congeal to these five or six top guys, where it's going to be not only interesting to see whoever's fighting for the title or has it. But those little underling fights of you know, the guys between three and
just show
six.
Me a heavyweight fight that lasts longer than 2 minutes.
That belt more than any other belt in all of sports is gonna get handed from person. It's like hot potato.
It's always done that.
Yeah, because the striking with those smaller gloves and those 260.
I think the record for Tim Sylvia, I think had the record for title defenses at three.
Who?
Tim Silva.
And overall, UFC, it's got to be Silva, right? Anderson, overall?
I mean, for now, John Jones will soon surpass him.
You think so?
I mean, John Jones is... I mean, his only loss is a disqualification because he was elbowing the guy down the wrong way. And it's just... I mean, when this guy goes to heavyweight, I think there'll be some test for him in that. And then he goes through that. It's like, where does he go? Fight animals? What do you do? What do you fight, John Jones versus a grizzly bear? Where do you go from there?
I thought it was crocodiles. Take him off his home turf.
John Jones versus
crocodiles.
We're
going to see what's up with Jones. He's one of these guys, highly touted, has made quick work of everybody coming up to the show, to the big fights, and he's gotten two different fighters that people are like, maybe even three, his last three fights, where people are like, now we're going to see him tested, and just went through people.
Yeah,
you don't
really
go through. Beatable people, It was Machida beatable. Is Shogun Rua beatable? You know, is Rampage beatable? Yeah, but you don't run through those guys.
When are we going to see ladies in the ring at UFC is what I want to know.
They're never going to do
never.
It.
Never. Even with Strikeforce.
I do like women fighting, though. I think they're great fights.
When are we going to see men fighting women?
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
In the ring.
Make it 145, or make it like a 145 class and doesn't matter who's who.
Where?
Yeah, or give it some kind of backstory, like some like...
Just say like, these are the best fighters at 145. Or
some redneck husband and wife.
No, I think you could put 145 women versus 135 men.
What about 135 women versus 250 men? 255.
I like it.
No, I don't want to. I don't like that. And beating up chicks is not funny.
I'm not saying beating up chicks is funny. I'm just saying it would be. It would create this awesome underdog scenario.
You said
underdog.
I'm looking
everybody's
at
this. Cheering for her. Can she do it? Oh no! Stay down, Susan. Stay down. But she keeps.
I don't
getting
find
up.
Women violence funny. Anyways, here we go. Top 10 at 205. There's one guy in this group that. Actually, they think might have a chance against John Jones.
Who?
Alexander Gustafsson. He's an elite. He's an elite striker.
Gustafsson, ring the bell.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I didn't even know if that was or wasn't right, so I wasn't going to do anything.
Do we need to get this bag of bets in? We have 10.
Okay, yeah, we got 10 minutes. Ari, you bag of bets.
Yeah, I bet the Peyton Manning would still be a Colts.
And you lost that bet in not even a week. In between show three and four, you lost that bet. So now you sent me a picture of your phone number hidden in some cryptic little fake tax ID number.
Yeah.
And you're like, here, how's this? And
so you tweeted it. So you were a pussy about it.
Yeah.
Then I said, no, that's not working, bro.
You weren't even like, no, you were like, I don't know, but I already felt it in my heart anyway, so I was like...
See, this is why there's so much bureaucracy in our government, is because people like Ari find loopholes and shit to get away with stuff, so...
I just call that being a Jew, to be honest.
So Ari goes, hey, what do you want me to do? Tweet, here's my fucking phone number, call me? Yeah. And I'm like,
that's what you're supposed to do, Ari.
I actually would appreciate it if you tweeted, hey, everybody, here's my actual phone number, call me. And you did do that.
Yeah.
To my surprise. But it was four in the morning.
4 a.m.
Did anybody call you or text you?
Okay, so can we get a new bet on the table at this point?
Yeah, somebody texted me.
What'd they say?
They called me. They just wanted to know if it was my number.
They're like, is this your number, Ari?
They were sending out feelers.
So now, with every bag of bets, we have to go over the details of it.
Yeah, because you're a slimy conniver. Because
his lawyer read over the contract and found a loophole in the fine print. By lawyer, I mean your dad.
No, but I ended up doing it right.
Did you get one call?
No, you didn't, because if you were doing it right, you would have done it at, let's say, noon.
No.
Yes.
No, we always said this is late at night. Just tweet your number.
No, it was never late at night. Did you ever say that thinking 3 a.m, Tebow? Because I think you came up with it.
I remember the three of us had a conversation in the kitchen of the Comedy Store about it.
Yeah.
In which we were all talking about what would be the best time to do it and get away with it. I think we gave him the golden goose on that. Because the three of us were talking in the kitchen and we all kind of came to the...
Oh, you're right. And we said what's best for the bet and what's best for Ari.
Yes, remember?
Yeah. And he took what's best for Ari.
Yeah. I think he
left it up for an hour, but I wasn't going
to
do that.
I think he felt like he was going to lose the bet, and then he kind of sniffed around to be like, okay, how can I get away
with
this?
We got 5 minutes. Let's get this new bet in. That's what I want to be.
Now, are we done at 4:55, so we got 3 minutes, two minutes. Ari, really, where are you going to be? Where can we come see you?
I'll be at Helium in Philadelphia the first weekend of April, and the weekend before that, the last weekend of March, I'll be in Vancouver at the Comedy Mix.
Awesome. Chris?
I will be at the Ontario Improv next Tuesday the 18th.
Awesome.
8 o'clock show.
What's your Twitter handle?
ChrisNeffComedy.com.
Oh, you changed it, huh?
You made me, asshole.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what you should have done.
Horse tooth to 10? What was
that?
It
was confusing.
Horse tooth
666.
It's been horse tooth 10 forever. Whatever.
10?
Chris Neff Comedy. It's easy. You can find it.
Okay, T-Bow and I got some shows coming up. March 22nd, live naughty show at the Comedy Store. We're going to put it on Toad Hop's website. They said they do it for us. Live show, 9 o'clock. We got Andy Sandemus, Bobby Lee, Owen Benjamin, and Mike Costa's going to be there. Jason Tebow will be there.
I just realized I read my schedule wrong. It's the 20th of March. I'll be at the Ontario Improv.
Okay.
Showtime's 8:30.
That's great. Then I'm going to be in... we're going to be at the La Jolla Comedy Store last weekend of March. Then the 11th through the 15th, I'm at the Comedy... or the House of Comedy in Minneapolis. I'm very excited about
that. Mall of America?
Mall of America. Going to be stopping at Spencer's.
Good room. That's a good fun room.
And I got a bunch of other stuff coming up. Great. Great show, guys. Thanks for calling. Ari, I got to hang up on you this time. It won't be mean. So yep, thanks for calling in. Great show. Enjoy the next show, guys.
Take
Hot
care.
And heavy. Bye.
You're listening to the Toad Hop Network. Radio worth watching.
How can I trust you? How can I?